Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, today on the podcast, we're going to talk about this idea that gratitude, when it's rooted inside of us, begins to produce fruit. It does something inside of us. We live in a world where there's a lot of ungrateful people. There's a lot of people around us that are glass half empty kind of people. And if we're not careful, we get pulled into that same negative downward spiral. What happens is we start comparing ourselves, it starts stealing our joy, and it causes us to be dissatisfied where we're at. Well, if you want to pull out of that, if you want to have a more fulfilled life, it starts, I really believe, with a grateful spirit. This last Sunday, Pastor Chuck and I took a few minutes to tag team teach together, which we absolutely love doing. And we talked about what happens when we're grateful, what fruit comes out of our life. And I thought this is such an important teaching as we launch into the season that I want to give you these five things very briefly of what gratitude produces, the fruit that it produces inside of you. And the first thing that it produces is honestly, it produces purpose. A better way of thinking about it is that it aligns us with our purpose, that God himself created us on purpose and he created us for a purpose. And one of the ways that we get to that purpose is we recognize that when God created us, he created us in his image. What that means is we come onto this earth in the likeness of God. The fingerprint of God is on our lives. And one of the things that we know about God is that God is a giver. He's not a taker. That over and over again throughout scripture, God steps out of what we would consider this high and lofty throne, and he gives to his people. One of the most important scriptures that we know is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. So when you and I come from this life of gratitude and we find ways to serve and we find ways to be generous, we fulfill our purpose. The second thing that gratitude produces inside of us is it produces this ability to make God smile. There's a lot of pictures of God in scripture, but one of the ones that Jesus referred to often was the fact that God is our perfect heavenly Father. He's loving. He absolutely loves his kids. And so you and I are his kids. And I'm telling you, when we live like him, just like your earthly kid, when they make you proud and make you smile, when you and I live like him, I believe we make God smile. 1 John 3:1 says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God." And that is what we are. And so we get to fulfill our purpose. We get to make God smile. A third thing that happens when we allow gratitude to produce something inside of us is it puts us in a place of receiving a blessing from God. What we find throughout scripture, and I think what you've found in your own life, is the more you give away, the more like God you become. And when the more you give away and the more that you serve other people, instead of blessing them, I think you would agree that you feel blessed as well. In Philippians chapter 4, Paul was writing to the church in Philippi, and one of the things that he said is, "I'm so grateful for you. You've provided for me. You've underwritten my ministry." And he says to them in chapter 4, verse 19, he says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." And so he comes from this place of gratitude to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And because of that, they were blessed. The fourth thing that happens is we get the right perspective on life. We get the right perspective on life, a proper perspective. I don't know if you've ever met anybody that has been overseas on a mission trip, but I've never met one that when they came back said, "You know what, I wish I hadn't have done it. I wish I hadn't have served. I wish I hadn't have raised all that money." No, instead, when they come back, they use words like, "It was incredible. It was life-changing. It was altering." And that's one of the things that this thing, gratitude, produces inside of us. It reminds us of what Jesus said in Matthew 6:21, where he says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." It reminds us of what ought to be our treasure. And here's the last one. Number five, we get to partner with God. It creates this partnership. It's this reminder of what Henry Blackaby said in the old Bible study, Experiencing God, that God is already at work around us, and we get to see where he's doing that and join him in it. God may not need us, but he invites us to join him. He's God. He doesn't need us, but he wants us. And I'm telling you, that is something to be grateful about. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. If you want to hear more about this, swing over to our website, sugarhill.church, and click on the resource section where you can hear the full message from Sunday and either watch the video as well. And man, I want to encourage you to live a life of gratitude today. In fact, let me pray for you as we leave this episode. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for the so many ways that you've blessed us. Help us to be a people that doesn't live a life thinking the world revolves around us. But let us be grounded today in gratitude, that we would have grateful hearts, and that you would allow us to see you at work and join you in it today. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.